Pinky, here we go. Here's the engine start. Was that anticlimactic or not? We are driving Speedy Gonzalez today, and we have a couple of very special appointments. We have a very special appointments today. Max, the dog, is with me. Hello, Max. How are you doing there?
Yeah. Don't like driving in the car. Okay.
Max is going to the doctor today, and then the car is going to the doctor today for its...
Oh, brother. The mittens is out naked by the pool, B. And he's none other.
Guess who that is coming through the automatic speaker machine here. All right, well, you caught me. I'm trying to catch up on my big fatty. You know, he wasn't on the most recent episode of the Survivors Ready podcast. He's off doing something, getting all dressed up in tuxedos and looking pretty spiffy. At least it wasn't that meat suit that he usually wears to Pride 48. My God, at least he had the good sense to leave that behind. I don't know where he went, but he was looking mighty fantastic. I would have been proud to have such a gentlemanly, dapper-looking man on my arm if I had to go to a special event. Maybe him and Laughing Buddha, who was also getting dressed up. What is with all these people buying these suits? Getting dressed up in their linen suit, and I don't know, was there a big thing in Minnesota today or this weekend? Who knows what they're up to? Anyway, enough about them. We are going to talk about me, because I am the Faye driver. Let me adjust my mic. Yes, so Max the dog has been drinking a lot of water. So I'm worried. I think his kidneys are gone. So we're going to go to the doctor and get some tests done. He's probably going to die of kidney failure or something like that. So we're going to go check that out. Speaking of other things that have died, my washing machine last night decided to stop working. I've mentioned this already, so you've probably heard about this on Survivors Ready. I don't do my own show anymore. I just piggyback onto other people's podcasts. So you're going to have to be looking around all over for me. Do you remember who else did that? Wasn't that horse dude? The Seder. Didn't the Seder do like a whole bunch of appearances on other people's episodes? My goodness, there's some gentleman walking around here. And then all of a sudden, like a year later, he finally decided that we were all sick of hearing him on everybody else's show. He started his own show. Was that him? Or was it some other one? Some other person. Two Teslas, a Tesla 3 and a Tesla S model, both in white. Driving around town here. I'm driving my electric car too. They're everywhere, these goddamn electric cars. Anyway, let's get back on topic here. The washing machine stopped working again. Like, how... This is like, you know, you'd get the first clear. Everybody stand back. Let me get the defibrillators. I've hit this washing machine with one jolt of electricity already to revive it back to life, to save it from the water leak that it had. I fixed the water pump. And now there's a little dingy-wingy switch, you know, a little doodad. When you close the lid of the washing machine, it triggers the switch, which says, okay, it's safe to make the water slosh around in there, because you wouldn't want your 3-year-old child to stick their arm in the washing machine if the lid was open. Oh, thank God we have the government to save us from ourselves. Anyway, so this this lid switch has failed. So once again, I've taken apart my washing machine, and this was a lot easier. It took me about 15 minutes because I watched the video of the old guy who fixes washing machines. So I was able to see how it's done. So I have my part out. I just now need to go to the washing machine store, part store, and purchase a new part. What do you think it's going to cost for a washing machine lid switch? I'm going to say $37. What did I pay for that pump the last time I did a repair? Let me see here. I have the receipt. $37.46 was the last repair. I'm going to see, hopefully, that this one will be cheaper. Because now I've invested, if it's not cheaper than $37, that's $80 I've invested in this washing machine. Oh, it's just such a good old workhorse, though. Anyway, so that's the excitement around here. So now the washing machine is torn all apart. It's in three different pieces. These things are made out of nothing, by the way. Two screws were holding this washing machine together. I took apart two screws, flipped a couple of friction binding springs, and ba-boom, the thing just collapsed in my hands. So, man. Brilliant. Brilliant manufacturing. All right, anyway. So we got to do that. We got to go to the washing machine parts store. Because, you know, you can't live without a washing machine. I couldn't live without a washing machine. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how you guys hump your bags of dirty clothes to the laundromat and you stick in the money and you wait. I mean, I do 8 loads a week, for heaven's sake. It's a strange surface we're on, isn't it? Noisy. They've been tearing up the roads, repaving the roads around here, all kinds of construction work. Here we go, it's going to stop now. Ah, is that better? Yes, it is. So that's that. So we're about 3 minutes from arriving at the doctor's office. And then I got to take little speedy electric car into the shop to get its regular 2-year service. Every 2 years, you take this car in for service. Isn't that crazy? Do you remember you used to do every 3 months? Oh, I got to get my oil changed in my old car. 3 months, 3,000 miles. Oh, what a racket. All right, so maybe I will tell you about what happened at the service center after we go to the service center. For now, I'm going to just pull off the road here and take Doggy into the doctor, and we'll see what the doc has to say about our poor old 13-year-old Max the dog. Hey, Max. They wanted no water, no food, no water from midnight last night. I tried to fast with the dog in, you know, solidarity for him. I'm going to go through this pain with you, puppy, the two of us. But I couldn't take it. I had to have some toast. Well, my dog watched me eat it. And he's saying, why do you get to eat and not me? Poor dog. All right. Talk to you in a while. Okay, Pinkies. Well, it is actually now the next day. Through the magic of television, time has passed. And actually, we are making the exact same trip that we made yesterday. Except we have no Max. There is a big, some kind of a paving machine parked on my street. They're going to be paving some of the streets near my house. Not my street, of course. I doubt they. I'm sure they would have told us to get your cars off the street if they were paving my street. So what's happening today is, you know, we went, Max the dog and me went to, and I, Max the dog and I went to, or is it me and the dog? It's not me and the dog, is it? Me went to the doctor, Max went to the doctor, I went to the doctor, Max and I went to the doctor. So you can't technically say me and Max. That's bad grammar. It has to be Max and I. Because you wouldn't say I and Max went to the doctor, right? Well, anyway. We got to send that into the vocabulary vixen. What's the right thing to say, vixen? Max and I went to the Max doctor yesterday. Now, here's the stupid thing. So I'm doing the exact same trip again today. It's actually in the morning. I am cheating my work. I'm going to be late to work, probably, because I got to go and take Max's pee to the doctor. All right. So, as you know, yesterday we went to just... Not even 9 minutes ago, as you're listening to this, we were at the doctor because Max has been drinking a lot of water. So I phone, you know, days ago, I make an appointment. I'm worried about my dog and I'm thinking maybe we should do some blood tests or something. Oh, that sounds great, the girl on the phone says. Come on in. Don't let him eat. So we get all these instructions, but she never tells me that they need a urine sample. And I was thinking, you know, won't they want a urine sample, I thought to myself. And myself said, they would have asked for it, right? They're professionals. So anyway, we go to the doctor. The doctor says, did you bring urine? No, nobody fucking told me to bring urine. Jesus. So now... I had to go capture urine from my dog, and what an adventure that is, walking around behind the dog with my coffee cup, trying to get him to pee into a cup. Well, it wasn't that bad, but... And dog urine smells bad, people. At least my dog's urine smells bad. Maybe your dog's urine is like roses. So we're going back now. I got to go back and drop off this bodily urine for my dog. And it's like, it's 10 minutes out of my way, one way. And I'm going to be late for work. So once again, like, why can't people think and give us all the information? Oh, like, I'm wasting my time here. Trying to, you know, going back and forth to the doctor all the bloody time. All right, but that's not the exciting thing. The more exciting thing is, as I said, we were taking this car we're in today, Speedy Gonzalez, to the car doctor. And so it's the BMW. This is the BMW i3. It's the full electric car. No engine, no generator, just electricity and your wits. So take the car in to the car doctor, and oh my god, we didn't even get through this bloody light. Ugh, stupid dump trucks. So every 2 years, this car needs to go in, and they check the brakes. They check the antifreeze because there's a coolant system in it for the heating pump and probably to manage the heat of the batteries, which has antifreeze in it. And BMW loves to drain the oil out of your brake line fluid flush, they call it. So they drain the oil out of the brake lines. I don't believe this. And then they put new oil in. Because the concern is, is that the oil brake line fluid attracts moisture, and moisture gets in the lines, and then the lines rust. Even though they should be using, wouldn't they be using stainless steel brake lines? So is this just a scam? Somebody write me and tell me the truth on this one. Well, anyway, BMW likes to drain the brake fluid and put new brake fluid in. So there's four things they do. They check the tires. They check the brakes, which I can do. I can check the tires. They drain the brake fluid. They change the air filter for the cabin. And they do a little computer check on the thing. Every 2 years. Isn't that amazing? And you know how much they charge me for that? Zero. Because this car is still under warranty, believe it or not. This will be the last time. My warranty runs out in June of 2019. And so it has free services with it. So, Bob's your uncle. We're done. Car's awesome. This car has just been the best little car. I am so impressed with this car. Can you hear that loud V8 pickup truck beside me? Let's get away from that guy. Better turn my headlights on. We got fog here in the morning. 7 a.m. in the morning. A little fog coming through. So that was, I was very pleased that I was surprised to hear that I wasn't going to have to pay for this service. I bet they would have charged me like $400 for that. Do you know how much they wanted for wiper blades? They put a note on the file. Oh, wiper blades, they look like they could need new ones. They wanted $120 for three wiper blades. $80 for the fronts. Two wiper blades on the front, and what was $50 for a wiper, the dinky little 12-inch wiper blade on the back window they wanted $40 for or $50 for. Isn't that crazy? Do they think we're born yesterday? How could you pay $120 for three wiper blades? Obviously, I declined that fine service from BMW. I will say one thing, though. I did have some kind of fun at the BMW. You know, you go to the BMW service waiting room. It's quite plush or lush. It's more leather than plush, so let's call it lush. Remember, here's that funny surface we're on. This is where they need to be doing the paving because they've torn up this road and quite rough here at this one intersection. Anyway, enough about the funny sounds. So I was sitting in the waiting room, and of course you get free coffee. They have this super fantastic coffee machine. You can pick a latte or a macchiato grande or a spiffly doodah fluffy coffee and all these kinds of things. And the machine buzzes and whirs away, and it's very annoying. Or you can have water, so you can have their own branded water, BMW water, in a nice bottle. You get out of the fridge. It's never cold, because people hog the water so much, they're constantly refilling the water, so it never gets cold. So, anyway, so this lady comes, this 30s age lady comes, and, gets a coffee, fills up her coffee cup, and she grabs a water as well. So she has some books or she's holding something in one hand. She has a coffee in the other hand. So she's got a bunch of things in her hands, and she has her water. She opens up her water. That's an ambulance driving by the other way. She opens up her water. She takes a drink out of her water she's got in one hand. With which she's also holding a bunch of other things under her arm. And then, I don't know what she thought, she had something on her wrist. She tips her water bottle forward and pours water all over the floor. It was just like, oh, I need a drink of water. Gulp. She takes the water and then she dumps it on the floor. What the hell? I just the stupidest. I just couldn't. I mean, she must have. I don't know. Was she looking at her watch? Oh, what time is it? What time did I drink my water? What does my Fitbit say? And then she dumps the water on the floor. I couldn't believe, and it, just not like a drop of water. She like spilled out a quarter of her bottle of water. It was like a 6-foot stream of water on the floor. Oh my God, that was just hilarious. Bless her heart, though, she actually did clean it up, believe it or not. She put everything down, went and found some towels, and cleaned up her water spill. And then, of course, there's a residue on the floor, and people are walking, oh, what's this residue? So they're like tippy-toeing around the water spill she left behind. Oh, that was the craziest thing. All right, so now, that's that. And once again, I'm at the doctor's office. How long did that take? Took about 7 minutes to get here. The washing machine. I fixed my washing machine while my car was getting done at the car doctor. I walked over to the appliance parts store, which was only about 2 blocks away by as the crow flies. Maybe 4 blocks. They're long blocks in the city of Vancouver. Got my part. Remember I said I didn't want to spend more than $80 on this thing. It did cost me a little more. It was $40 instead of, I would say, $37 for the water pump, which I fixed a few months ago. And this was $40.40 for the lid switch, which I installed and put the washer back together. Because I'm amazing, Pinkies. I'm amazing. All right. That's it for me. I am the Fade Driver. I'll tell you about my father, who's gone rogue, in the next episode. And you can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.